always like to explore different techniques so we can find what does work for us. Now, this breath work is lauded in science. This one people love to use. It's called the physiological sigh. And so, what this does is this immediately activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Horse lips does too. Horse lips relieves a lot of tension, both physically in the jaw where we hold tension, also in the mind. This physiological sigh is going to instantly activate our parasympathetic nervous system. Now, what it is it's a deep and full breath in through your nose, and then a shorter, sharp sip of air through your nose. And then we're going to purse our lips and exhale through our mouths like we're blowing out a candle. Okay, you ready to try it?
Yeah, let's do it. Mental health champions, I'm very excited to bring this guest to the forefront today. I met her on a book coaching call, but as the world's turned, sometimes we find someone who's a great fit here. Welcome to a mental health break. Vincent A. Lancey here. And today we're bringing on Ashton, who not only runs an incredible wellness site, but she's got a 5-star rated yoga, meditation, and fitness app. So there's a lot of value that comes from all three of those areas relating to mental health. So, Ashton, thanks so much for taking the time to join me.
Yes, Vincent, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited as well. And everyone tuning in, thank you for tuning in once again to another great show. As I mentioned with your preview, she does a lot for the mental health space. She's very dedicated to her craft. And she will also share how your self-talk reveals your root beliefs, mindfulness for anxiety, how yoga transformed her mental health, some quick breath work we can do for anxiety, and everything in between. But without making the audience wait anymore, Ashton, what led you to get so heavily involved in the yoga field, the meditation field?
Okay, great introduction. Thank you.
Sure.
As I know so many of us do, have lived with anxiety my entire life. I have a general anxiety disorder. And when I first found yoga, it was like the first time that I found a little mental pause and that I found some relief. And so that was the gateway drug, just needed one class to really show me, oh, I'm onto something here. So that was when I was 19, and I've been practicing yoga ever since. And in my early 20s, I ended up getting certified and was so excited to share this gift of yoga with others. So that's the basis of how it started. But I've also been a writer first and foremost. So around that same time, I was really looking how I could blend the two, my passion for writing with this gift of yoga to share. And that's when I created my company, You Aligned, to bridge the gap.
You have a really, really great elevator pitch. I'll give you that. Everything sounds so great. Now that you're so all in, you do all these things and you find it as a great counter to the anxiety, maybe can we talk a bit more about that, how your anxiety really earns these benefits?
Yeah, 100%. I could talk about this all day. I've been talking about it for 10 years. So,
I love it.
yoga is much more than a physical practice, but it truly begins with the physical practice, the asana, the yoga poses. And so, when we are in these yoga postures, we start to become more present in our bodies and in the present moment. And so, that's the first kind of layer of how yoga works with our anxiety, is it gives us presence, because so often with anxiety, we're being pulled into the past, we're being anxious about the future. And so when we're able to ground into the present moment, it gives us that pause that I was telling about that I first found. From there, we kind of dig into more self-awareness through this yoga practice. We get a deeper connection to self, to our bodies, to our thoughts. And finding this level of awareness helps us start to begin to really access, okay, what is triggering these anxious thoughts? What is triggering my anxiety as a whole? And what sort of tools can I use to counteract that in the moment? The yoga postures being one of them, breath being a huge part. As you mentioned, I'll be sharing some of those breathing techniques in a moment. So the vehicle of that physical movement with the breath is really the start of gaining control of our anxiety.
Well, I can see the passion through the screen. Thanks so much for bringing all that to the forefront. As we know, anxiety affects so many people out there. And I always stress what works for some won't work for everyone. So if you have not giving this a shot. Maybe yoga would be for you. We'll revisit this at the end, Ashton, but where can we find more about you online if people want to go take a look?
Yeah, thank you so much. Check out my website, youaligned.com, YOU aligned. That has thousands of free articles on all things yoga, meditation, breath work, anxiety, mental health. We're truly a one-stop shop for all things wellness. So check us out there. I would love to hear from you. If you found something that resonated with you from this podcast, please reach out to me on social media. My name is I am Ashton August.
Thank you for sharing all that, everyone. Be sure to connect with her. She's very friendly and a great resource to have, especially here in the mental health community. Something
Thank
I've
you.
been excited for since I had her podcast information sheet come through. The breath work tips. Let's talk about that. Somewhat anxiety has been a part of my life for a long time as well. I'm always looking for new tools.
Yes. And as you said, yoga might not be for everyone, or maybe you don't have access to it all the time, but if you are alive and you are breathing, then you can do breath work. So that's what I love about it. And there's a few particular breathing techniques that I would love to share today. But first, just as a quick overview, why the breath? Why is this so important? So we've all been told, right, when we're upset, okay, just stop and take a deep breath. There's a lot there. So when we're dealing with anxiety or stress, that's a part of the nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for our fight or flight. And so often in today's society, we're in fight or flight, not because we're being chased by the saber-toothed tiger, but because we're stressed about the bills we have to pay. We're running late for work. We've got all these responsibilities and we're living in this fight or flight state. Well, that's not good for our bodies, for our health, for our anxiety. So when we do activate deep conscious breathing, what we activate is the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest. So this is where we bring our bodies back into a homeostasis, a place of equilibrium. And so that's what breathing can do for us. So with that said, Vincent, I would love for you to try this form of breath work with me. This is
Let's
my
do it.
personal favorite for stress relief. This is called horse lips breath. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
Okay. All right. So, you know how a horse, after it neighs, it often makes this sound? That's what we're going to do. So,
I
the
think.
way that we do this is we take a, Vincent's like, what did I sign up for today with Ashton?
Thank
So, the way we're going to do this, and listeners, follow along, do this with us, is we're going to take a deep breath in through our nose. And then you're going to relax your lips and blow the air out of your lips like a horse does. So take a deep breath in, exhale. So sometimes it might take a little bit of practice to get. Some of you who are listening might be saying, oh my gosh, I already do this naturally. Because for many of us, this or some other form of breath work has become a natural form of self-soothing. So continue trying that at home. Vincent, how'd that go for you?
I think this is awesome. Thank you for sharing all this.
That's my pleasure. That's one of my favorite ones. That for me is the form of breath work that I tended to just naturally do without even realizing I was doing it or that there was a name for it. In fact, I didn't learn about that till I was taking a teacher training and everyone is cracking up learning this breath work. And I'm like, wait, this is so familiar. I love this one. Okay, so can I share one more?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Vincent, you said something so wise early on when you said what works for one person might not work for someone else. So I always like to explore different techniques so we can find what does work for us. Now, this breath work is lauded in science. This one people love to use. It's called the physiological sigh. And so what this does is this immediately activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Horse lips does too. Horse lips relieves a lot of tension, both physically in the jaw where we hold tension, also in the mind. This physiological sigh is going to instantly activate our parasympathetic nervous system. Now, what it is it's a deep and full breath in through your nose, and then a shorter, sharp sip of air through your nose. And then we're going to purse our lips and exhale through our mouths like we're blowing out a candle. Okay, you ready to try it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we're going to take a deep, full breath in through your nose. Take a little extra sip of air in at the top, and now blow it out like you're blowing out a candle. Good. Let's go for another round of that because a lot of us are probably listening to this during our workday. So here we go. A deep inhale through the nose, an extra sip of air at the top, and now blow it all out. Good. Vincent, how'd that feel for you?
Feels great. Thank you again for sharing this with everyone out there. Be sure to stick around to the end of the episode to get a second run on where we can get in touch with her, where we can find her online. She's already added so much value to the show. But I'd love to now ask you for some more mental health advice. When you're having a really tough day, what's the first thing that you do?
Oh, well, I was just having one of those yesterday, so can't I just speak from recent experience? So when we're having a rough day, often we get really cerebral, right? We're all in our heads about it, and we start to go down that track of catastrophizing, right? Like everything that's going on, we feed, feed, feed. So why not step off that hamster wheel and take a pause? And so if we have the luxury of being able to physically go outside, huge. Okay, it sounds really simple. Yeah. But even if you're in a city, step outside, take that deep breath in of fresh air. Number two, bonus points if you're able to do it barefoot, to literally go outside and put your bare feet on the earth. I realize we might not be able to do that depending on what season it is or where you are, but when you can connect your bare feet to the earth, that's called earthing, and the earth's, energy comes up and it physically grounds you in that moment. The next thing that I like to do is to take three rounds of those physiological breaths. Why? Because this puts us back in our body, pulls us out of our minds a little bit. And then one additional thing, right? Because I want to keep this really simple and easy for us. We don't always have the privilege of, okay, you know what? I'm just going to take the rest of the day off or whatever it may be that you want to do in the moment. So what can we do? We can take a pause. We can reset our surroundings by stepping outside. Take that deep breath. If you're at work and you're at your desk and you're really not able to get away, move your body, right? So take a couple breaths to roll your shoulders back and down, give yourself a neck stretch. When we're having a tough time mentally, often it translates physically. So what's happening? We're rounding up our shoulders, we're taking short little shallow sips of air, which is fight or flight, like we were talking about earlier. And so, when we can kind of calm that down, taking a deep breath, moving the body, resetting the scene, it goes so far. The final thing I'll share is regardless of whether or not you're able to do any of these other factors, let's talk about that self-talk. I know you previewed that in the beginning. What happens to our minds when we're having a tough time? Like I said, we kind of start to spiral, we start to go down that negativity loop. So, bringing it back to what am I saying to myself? Because in that moment, we're really speaking over our lives. All the time we speak over our lives, right? When we get up and we're like, ah, it's gonna be a great day, versus when we get up and we're like, dang it, ugh, I have all these things to do, right? Those are two different, very different ways of speaking over our life. And so taking a moment to come back to what are we saying to ourselves? Are we amping ourselves up or are we kind of pulling ourselves down? This goes so far. And yeah, this is positive psychology, but it works wonders to say, what can I be saying to kind of help reset and flip the script?
I love what you just said there to flip the script. I'll admit, at first, when you start getting more involved with self-talk, I felt kind of silly saying some things out loud and just like, look, I'm like, what's, but then eventually you find the benefits of it. Another great point there. This has been a lights out episode. Do you do just virtual yoga, in-person yoga? Let's talk a little bit more about that.
I primarily do virtual yoga. My platform, YA Classes, is our online yoga and meditation app. So I've got millions of students on the internet, and I love that so much. I do teach in person as well. So I'm based in Tucson, Arizona. I teach a weekly class at a local studio because I love my in-person connections too. And as I was sharing with Vincent right before we started, I just got back from leading a women's yoga retreat in Denver, Colorado. So I'll do these retreats several times a year so that my internet students have the opportunity to connect with me in person, which is always so lovely.
Yeah, that's really great. Congratulations on all your success and growth and your happiness. I can't wait to dive into all of that on that entrepreneur show. But in the meantime, before we sign off and we get your contact info, the floor is yours. What do you want your last word to be with everyone today?
Ooh. So we all, yes, I'm very passionate about yoga and wellness. And Vincent, you're very passionate about creating an incredible platform for people to share their knowledge. Every single person listening has a beautiful, unique gift. And to not be sharing that with the world is to do an injustice to the people that you would potentially be impacting through that gift. And that truly all does boil down to how are you taking care of yourself and how are you showing up for yourself? So I really do invite you to end with stepping away. How can you lift yourself up more? How can you speak over your life in a way that empowers you to give and to be your fullest potential? It all starts with how you're taking care of yourself, and you're worth it and you deserve it. So keep showing up for yourself and trust that when you do, you're giving back to so much more, so much greater than that.
Thank you for signing off in such a warm way. Remember, everyone, we can't be anyone else's best friend until we're our own best friend, until we're kind to ourselves and we fill our own cups up. Because if we don't, well, we've all been there. I don't have to describe it, but I want to thank you so much, Ashton, for taking the time to come on the podcast. I look forward to learning more about your journey on the other shows. Where can we find you online one more time?
Thank you so much for having me, Vincent. You better preach about that best friend topic too, though. I love that. So again, check me out at youaligned.com. Download my yoga and meditation app for free. It's YA Classes, and connect with me across social media. I am Ashton August.
Thank you for sharing that, everyone. Be sure to connect with her, say hello, and check out her resources. She mentioned how she has a lot of free stuff online. Be sure to go take advantage of that. And the show is at a mental health break on all podcast platforms. Find us on social media too. I am at Vincent A. Lancey on YouTube and social media. Be sure to subscribe to me on YouTube to get the video from this show. And with that, we are signing off from Arizona all the way down to Florida. Thank you so much.
Thank you.